Today, I had to just tell a story of what happened, because when we see the medical religion face to face every day, when as a doctor, I have to deal with it every day, when I watch how it deceives people into hurting themselves, when I watch how it turns doctors, nurses, administrators, some of them, into drones, it just reminds me of everything I've read about medieval Christianity or Nazi Germany or the slave South, just how people comply with just horror, comply and they contribute to the horror of what's going on. But what our medical religion is, led by these doctors who are both ignorant and greedy, what it is a slaughterhouse for older people. That's who I take care of. Today I walked into a facility on a COVID outbreak. Okay, we're 4 years into this. We haven't learned a damn thing from COVID. We still view it as a ritualistic, catastrophic illness where you have to go through these protocols and rituals, even though every single one of them has been proven to be wrong. Every one of them has been proven to be harmful. You walk in this building, you have to put on an N95 mask. We know this doesn't work. People with COVID are locked in their rooms. I went into a room. I went to see a patient whose primary issue was that she was getting very agitated. They wanted me to give her more medicines for agitation, more and more medicines for agitation. This woman had been put in the hospital for mild COVID, for a cold. In that hospital, she was exposed to incredibly dangerous medicines, antivirals, and high doses of steroids. High doses of steroids that made her completely delirious, paranoid, delusional. She came back to the facility, still on those steroids, tapering off. And then she was locked in her room, told she could not leave. The woman can't get out of bed on her own. Everyone who walks in the room is putting on a mask, a hood, a gown. It's so hard to get those things on that people don't go in her room. And even those who do go in her room to this woman are like these creatures, these horror show creatures. And when I went in there, there was a glass of water about a foot from her hand and she couldn't reach it. She was screaming, "Someone, please give me some water. Please let me out of here. I need to get out of here." This is what they want to give her Ativan for, to shut her up. Because she's smarter than the doctor. She's smarter than the religious priests who have exposed her to this torture, to this inhumane behavior. I mean, who does that? I mean, I saw a few other people today. Their families were complaining. They were tired. They were falling too much. Guess what? They were on loads of medicines, 10, 15 medicines. Medicines like Aricept, which we've discussed, cholesterol medicines, excessive amounts of blood pressure medicines, all these medicines that just destroy an older person. They're on blood thinners. They're on all this crap. And the families are like, "What's wrong?" "Well, it's the medicines. It's the doctors. It's the medical system." This religion of medicine is so inhumane that as a doctor, a powerless doctor, it's just hard to know what to even do. I mean, what can I write in the chart? Like, you are killing this patient because you're locking her in a room. You're making people who walk in the room look like aliens to this confused woman. You've loaded her up with medicines that clearly are not indicated in an older person with dementia, and now you want to give her more medicines just to shut her up? I mean, how is this not criminal? It doesn't make sense to me. How about all these doctors who are just loading people up with all these medicines and forcing them to get tests and get these procedures that are just making them sicker? This is what we have now. We have a culture of this religiosity, and the result is we just have people who are suffering. And guess what? No one opens their eyes and knows where the sufferings come from. They turn to other doctors to fix the suffering that the medical system is causing. That's how crazy it is. It's almost like if the Jews in Nazi Germany asked the Nazis for help, or if the slaves in the South asked the plantation owners for help. I mean, that's what it's like. We are the problem. The medical system is the problem. Doctors are the problem. The nurses know a lot more. This patient knew a lot more. You know, hell, the comedians on TV know more. I just listened to something from Kevin James about pre-diabetes, which we'll talk about next time. He was smarter than any doctor. Doctors are just so stupid, it's frightening. But the damage they've done to human beings, this was one of the most horrific things I've seen in a long time. But this is every day for me. Is this an extreme example of this COVID shit gone wild? And you know, when's it gonna end? Or is this our future? Every little thing is gonna be turning into a disaster where we don't care about people. We just care about protocols and doing all the wrong things because we're told that's what to do. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little about diabetes and prediabetes in the book of Endocrine next time, because that's really a crap show if you want to know. What you'll learn about that is shocking. But anyway, this is tough. It's tough for me as a doctor to go through this. And I don't think anyone really understands. I have a professor in class who still wears a mask every day, and he doesn't understand what he's actually portraying by doing that, what symbol he's giving off, you know, who he's supporting. He's supporting this. He's supporting this horror show. He's supporting this attack on humanity every time he puts that on. And he doesn't even understand because he's so sheltered. Anyway, that's all for today.